B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station.
I got a little Florida news for you, because obviously Florida had a lot of positive cases recently. They are suspending drinking at bars.
Really?
Yes. Now, you would think they would have done this, you know, a couple days ago, but hey, whatever. But according to the Secretary of Department of Business and Professional Regulation, they will be suspending the drinking at bars for the time being. It is necessary.
Yeah. You gotta, listen, if we can just suck it up, right? Do what we gotta do, go to work, but try to social distance. You know?
And Florida's been bad.
Florida's been horrible. Yeah. Guys, everybody's been partying the whole thing. You know? So Anthony is stuck in his room.
Excuse me? The door's locked?
Yes. So he FaceTimed me crying.
No.
Yes. So the door, he somehow, I don't know what he did. They broke the handle of the door. And he's locked in the door. So he's locked in his room. So he calls me, FaceTimes me, and the tears are coming down, right?
Oh, he's probably terrified.
Well, I said, listen. I had to shut my mic off while poor Mark was talking and wishing happy birthday. And I said, listen, daddy'll be home in about an hour and a half. I'll be home by 3 o'clock. All right. Just go to sleep. All right. I'll get you out. It won't be a problem. Because my wife, I guess, was trying. She couldn't figure it out.
I can't wait for you to fix it. Bust the door down.
Oh, man. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Cuz, how are you?
What's up, Joe? What's happening, man?
Hey, the last time I saw you, was at the North Shore Bar with my little guy here, Joey. Remember?
Joey stole the show that day.
Yeah, he's right here. Say hi real quick, Joe.
Hey.
What's up, Joey? What's up, my man?
Oh, we play football someday.
I got football game on Sunday.
Look at you. I'm proud of you, man. That's fantastic.
Because that game was one of my top three regular season games of all time. I was about 12 years old. And the vet, you know, you ain't lying. How loud it was. It was shaking. And you just felt they were going to do it that day. And when that block happened, it wasn't an immediate cheer. There was about a half second of oh, my God, someone just died kind of like silence. And then it just roared, and Byers actually broke his helmet on that block.
Wow, that's right, he did. He broke his helmet on that. Yes, you're right.
But didn't miss no concussion protocol or anything.
Nah, no. Nah, that was a vicious block, man. He caught him perfectly.
It was such an underhand pitch for him. And
I know.
Byers, he was nothing great, but he was just great to have on the team. Just, great to have on offense. He was a good blocker. He's definitely a very good blocker.
No, he was. Remember they tried to make him a tight end?
Yeah. Yeah, that was, was that Buddy or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried. God bless Buddy. He started figuring it out too late. He got Doug Scoville. It was just too late. And, defense was just, it was so unbelievable. I love watching all these old games. And we listen all the time. We listen to all the playbacks. And
That's fantastic. Yeah. You going down to Shore again?
Yeah, we will. Are you guys going to be down there?
It all depends. At some point, we're hoping, and it all depends on what's going on with the virus. Right?
Yeah. Well, maybe they got to get creative. I see them are outside now at North Shore. And then there's other outside bars. So, hope to see you down there. You're really good.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I can't wait to see you. Best to Joey, okay?
You got it.
All right, brother. Thank you. Bye. See you, buddy. See you, Joey. All right, so good news. Little Ant has been freed. Tam was able to open up the door and free Little Ant.
Oh, that's great news. Oh, it's her on the phone. That's awesome.
You're free, Dad? You broke the door down.
Hello.
She kicked the door open.
You're probably so proud. She would have done the same thing.
Good job. Mommy kicked the door down.
That's good work.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad you're free, Dad. All right. I love it. Dad's going to get back to work. All right. Bye. See that. Tyrone, that's what you got to look forward to, man. Dave in Columbus, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Davey.
What's going on, Ant?
Yo, Dave.
Hey, man. It's Dave from Columbus. What up, Bill for 16?
Oh, BillFor16.com, Dave.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? You ready?
I'm doing well. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. I don't see a team really beating the Sixers in a 7-game series. I just don't see it.
Tell Andrew, because Andrew does not believe.
I mean, there's a Andrew. We're gonna have to work on you, sir. Can you play the song for me one time, just so I can get you?
Play the song, Andrew. Let's play the song, man.
Yeah, I believe this is the time that we're going to definitely experience something that's, I mean, it's playground pickup ball. You know what I mean? They're not, there's no fans, even though that we had the unfortunate road record. But at home, we were phenomenal. I mean, the tale of two stories are still in a sense that we are built for the playoffs. We are built for 16. And I just, even without Brett Brown being an enabler of, you know, Ben not shooting the ball or whatever the case may be, I think we still dominate, especially the Celtics, the Raptors. You know, give Milwaukee, might give us a chance, but I still see us beating Milwaukee too.
All right, Andrew.
All right. I like where you're thinking.
Come on, man.
I like where you're thinking.
Come on, Dave's fired up.
It's time, Andrew. It's time to jump on board, man. I mean, I know you had this situation with Brett, and you don't really want to see the success because of Brett.
No. I want to see a championship.
Okay, so why then hop on board? Brett's going to be a part of it. If Brett is making them better, then we're just going to go on.
I just don't have the feeling that he will make them better.
But if they win, how can he not have made them better? He figured out.
He's got your mind in a pretzel.
Yeah, if they win, but
figure some things out.
I don't know if they win with Brett.
But how can they? Who beats them in a 7-game series though?
Milwaukee.
Oh,
Toronto has a chance.
They're not losing to Toronto.
They're not losing to Toronto. Not having to not go to Toronto in a neutral.
They're not losing to Toronto.
I think it's going to be a pretty tough series.
They're not losing. The only team that's quick that I'm worried about is Milwaukee.
Okay.
And Milwaukee definitely has a team that can you know, stifle whatever situations. But if Ben is able to be Ben and healthy, I don't know, man. If he gets aggressive, it could be a problem for Milwaukee. Thank you.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Do it, baby. Built for 16, Dave.
Built for 16, man. We are definitely built for 16. Go check out the website, Built for 16. We ready.
All right. Let's go, man. We'll be talking to you soon. Feels good to hear the song.
It does. Especially when it's all positive. Looking forward to the start, restart.
Oh, my God, dude. Listen to this. Florida is reporting 9,000 new cases today.
Yeah, just today. This is after they had like record numbers yesterday.
9,000.
Yeah, because they didn't believe in rules. They don't believe. A lot of people don't believe in science. You know,
9,000.
Some of the smartest people in the world are saying, "Hey,
oh my God, I didn't want to talk about it, but my God, 9,000 is ridiculous."
Does it surprise you? That's Florida. I don't want to, you know, be mean or anything, but...
No, I know.
You know, Florida's Florida.
Jeez. 9,000.
Not many people you can trust from Florida.
Texas reported 6,000. 9,000 cases.
Just, you know, socially distance a little bit longer. They open things up.
Too soon. I know.
I was telling you about my wife's friend who went down there because she was working from home. And she's like, well, everything's closed here. I might as well go see my family in Florida because that's where she came from. It's where she grew up. So she went down there and she was going to bars. And it was like limit 100 people. But that could have been at the biggest nightclub or the smallest corner bar. But it was 100 people.
Oh,
100 people in a room like this.
No,
you know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, meanwhile, 9,000 new cases, and we're told, and I'm idiot, going, hey, let's go, NBA.
Yeah, but they're gonna take precautions.
They better have a real bubble.
Yeah, they're going to have a bubble.
Like a bubble, like a real bubble.
These people partying in Florida, they're in a bubble. They're in a party bubble.
I mean, you're going into that.
They're in the COVID bubble, period.
Jeez, that is bad.
Not the anti-COVID bubble.
That's bad. I'm trying today. We're trying to send off in a good way, but 9,000 cases in one day today.
Yeah, that's why they closed the bars. Good.
It is good. Yeah, listen, I'm with you. Are they going to reclose Disney World?
They should. That should not be open yet. That should not be open.
They should close that.
The second
park,
they talk about opening it up was dumb.
Listen, they can go down and the NBA can come and play. Just close the park.
Yep.
Close that thing.
They're going to make, you know what, Ant? I know they make so much money from people coming in. You know what? They're still going to continue to make money. The second that thing opens up, there's going to be thousands of people again. They're not losing anything.
Wow.
It's the same damn rides. Come on, Disney.
Wow.
Like all these monster deals with Star Wars. And, you know, you're making so much money. You got the Disney Plus.
I know. Let's go to Zach and Ventnor. You're on 97.5. The Fanatic. Zach.
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
What's going on, Zach?
Not much, man. I just got off work. I've been listening all day. Listened to the playback. Wanted to call in. I have a couple questions. I was texting my dad again during the playback. He was like, oh, we crushed him. Great play. it's great because he doesn't live around here. So every time you do a great playback, I'm like, oh, you got to get the app and listen. But
where's he at, Zach?
Well, he just moved back. He was a teacher. He retired and moved to Las Vegas. And then he just moved back to Delaware.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I wanted to call in. I wanted to do the Friday Five. I wanted to ask you guys a couple. I had a Phillies and a Sixers question for you.
Yeah, hit us with that, and I'll give you the five.
Gotcha. My Phillies question is, do you think it's going to be immediate, like the contract starts talking and they're going to sign you? It's just going to come out, oh, they extended him? Or do you think that the Phillies, because the Phillies are going to draw it out for like a week?
You know, I think they're working on it. I think they're going to get it done. It makes sense to get it done. And I don't see how it's even a question. You just got to pay the guy.
I mean,
you're talking about a top two catcher in all of baseball, right?
Yes.
You got to keep him.
And we learned from having Chooch, a good catcher can make your average pitchers better.
Zach, you're so right. You're so right. And they have to. If Middleton wants to win, right? Well, you got to sign Real Muto. That's it. He's 29 years old. He's in his prime. You got to lock him up.
Yes. And my Sixers point for you guys was, I went to college in New England, so I hate all of those teams more than I hate a lot of teams like around here. Like I hate the Giants and the Cowboys, but other than that, the Patriots, all the New England sports teams, I hate them. Can't stand them. Cannot stand their fans. Cannot stand the people up there. So I'm hoping we get the Celtics, so I can just talk smack to all of my friends.
They will not lose to the Celtics.
They will not. And actually, I was actually up there when the Flyers came back from down 3-0 against the Bruins.
Oh, were you really? That's the ultimate.
Wore a different Flyers jersey every game. I probably got in like three fights that series. It was great.
Proud of you, man.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Here's your five. You ready?
Gotcha.
The best fan, the worst fan that you know.
The best fan that I, Eagle, like Philly fan?
Yes.
The best fan, the best Philly fan I know. I'm going to have to give props to my dad. He bought me the jerseys growing up, took me to the games, taught me.
That's right.
He asked to me. Him and his dad started a baseball collection. He just gave me his Carlton and Schmidt lithographs. I'm pretty pumped.
Wow, look at that, dude. That's fantastic. Yeah. How about the worst local fan, worst sports fan you know?
First local fan.
Bad fan, yeah.
I'm in this Monday Night Quarterback Club at this bar I go to, and there's a guy coming in with an Eagles jersey every week. He sits with us, and he couldn't tell you the first thing about football, but when something bad happens, he complains and complains, and all the Eagles.
Yeah, they're the worst, those guys. They don't even understand what's going on.
Can't stand it.
Give me the best or worst encounter with a celebrity.
Well, the best one is definitely the last concert I ever went to with my mom. We went to see REM and Pearl Jam was playing the next day. Eddie Vedder played with them, and me and my mom actually bumped into him leaving the thing, and he talked to us for like 10-15 minutes.
Get out! You hung out with Eddie.
Eddie Vedder.
That's awesome, dude. That's cool.
He was just lighting up a cigarette like, I'm not Eddie Vedder, and we didn't yell. We just walked quietly up to him, and he was the nicest dude. Talked to us for like 10-15 minutes.
I love Eddie. That's awesome, man. That's cool. Give me the best or worst moment that you witnessed in local 4-for-4.
Local 4-for-4 would definitely. I was at the Giants game when remember when Victor Cruz got hurt, but we sacked Eli Manning like 12 times.
Yes, I do.
I was there. That was an awesome game to be at. Not because Cruz got hurt, just because Connor Barwin, I think, hit him like 3 times.
Yes,
the cop had 2 sacks. We pounded Eli. It was amazing.
Give me your biggest love, local love, and biggest local hate.
My biggest local love would probably be, I'm a beach guy, I live down here around, my local love would probably be going to the beach. And my biggest hate is, despite the fact that there's like 100,000 people on it right now, I haven't gone to the beach not one time this summer because of everything that's going on.
Well, I thank you, Zach. Best to your father. I meant local, your favorite 4-for-4 sports figure. Love and hate. What's yours? Did you get that part? Did that part of the questions?
So here in Philadelphia, I mean, I will always love almost everybody on 08, the Phillies team. I mean, they will forever be like Chooch and J-Roll and Chase and Ryan Howard. Those guys will always be my favorites. The guys I dislike, I mean, I feel bad ragging on because he just stinks, but I see Andrew Knapp step on the field.
You still hate the Knapp?
I just can't.
Of all the people, the sports figures in the history of Philadelphia sports, you hate Andrew Knapp?
Nah, I can't say that's the most. But I just, every time I see him go on the field, I'm like, oh, God, this guy stinks. And yeah, Gabe loved him because he was a switch hitting catcher. You know, he couldn't hit on either side of the plate or catch well.
Well, he couldn't hit at all.
Yeah, exactly. I did not like Hunter Pence.
I didn't either.
Couldn't stand him.
I was not. He's a nice guy. I was an anti-Penceman.
I didn't like the move.
I don't like Hunter Pence. I hate his swing.
I hate his warm-ups.
You know
his throw.
You know what's the worst? He was horrible here, by the way.
They're terrible.
He was horrible. He did not. He against the Cardinals, he lumped up.
Yep.
And it drove me nuts that when he went to San Francisco, he had success in the playoffs.
And now he's having success with Texas.
He was Mr. Clutch.
Yeah. And he was just god awful here. And everybody loved him because he said, let's go eat. Remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody loved him. Oh, this guy's funny. He said, let's go eat. I'm a big Pence fan now.
Yeah, I'm anti-Pence.
Anti-Pence.
Hate Hunter Pence. Let's go to Brian in Washington Township. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, Cousin Chunas?
What's going on, Brian?
Chunas, I don't know if you remember. I met you last year at your wife's cousin's wedding down in Delaware. Your wife is a saint for what she put up with us idiots talking sports with you all day.
Oh, I remember. You guys were great.
Anyway, the playback today just reminded me. That was the first Eagles game I ever went to.
Really?
My uncle's always had season tickets. I was 9 years old at the time. He waited a little bit just because the crowd was a little bit crazy. You know, one thing I'll always remember back from the vet is, in front of our seats, about 4 rows up, we had 3 women that sat in front of us, and they always flashed for touchdowns. So that was the first thing I remember.
come on.
As a 9-year-old Eagle fan, just watching that.
Oh, my God, dude. Are you serious? They flashed after touchdowns?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
That was a whole different animal. It was something else.
It wasn't. But it was animals. They were animals.
After that, my uncle became like a second father to me. We're now on our 5th anniversary. I donated a kidney to him 5 years ago.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. And what was weird is after that, our first Eagles game back together after the surgery, the Eagles alumni was coming around the parking lot to the tailgates. Keith Byers was one of the alumni that day. They came to the tailgate.
Wow, you got to be kidding me.
It was such an amazing memory, and the families that it's brought together because of these tailgates and these games, it's something that if we don't get fans in the stands this year, it's something I'm really going to miss. And just the, you know, that camaraderie and that, it's something that people that don't live in Philadelphia will never understand.
That's beautiful. You donated your kidney to your uncle.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's awesome. You're a beautiful man. That's awesome.
I mean, selfishly, it also gave me the entire summer off of work to just kind of hang out down the shore.
Nah, but dude, that's God bless you for doing that.
Yeah, it's because of everything he instilled in me from going to Eagles games and watching how he treated people. You know, it just, you know, it was a no-brainer.
Oh, man.
And it's all for the Eagles football.
I got to tell you, that is a great story. Oh, you bond over the Eagles. I mean, geez, Jonas, that's what this thing's about. When I hear people talk about Eagles fans and this and that, I'm so happy you called with this story today, because we were doing Fans Week all week long. And for everyone that's had anything negative to say about Philadelphia sports fans, that you donated your kidney to your uncle, to you guys bonding over Eagles, that's an amazing thing. God
bless
you. Can I do
the Friday Five, too?
You know what? Yes. You can do anything you want. Give me, I know you're going to tell me, who's the best 4-for-4 fan and the worst one that you know?
Actually, my uncle's not a 4-for-4 guy. He's just strictly Eagles. But best 4-for-4 guy I know, and Tunis, you met him, Bobby, who I, you know, kind of bonded with over Eagles tailgates through the years, too. He goes on road trips for all the games. Seeing him and his dad, you know, how they bonded over it, it's just incredible.
I know Bobby. He comes in the remotes. He's a great fan.
Yes.
I love Bobby. Yes. Who's the worst one?
Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you
the worst.
Hey, don't worry about it.
The worst has got to be my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah? Why?
We get people together for games and stuff, and, you know, he'll come because they live around the corner from us, and he just wants to talk throughout the whole game and about nothing, and...
Yeah, he's out. Tell me, what's his name?
Yeah, exactly.
What's his name?
Chuck.
Chuck's out. Get out, Chuck.
Yes.
Best or worst encounter with a celebrity? Oh, we lost you. Great call, and you're a gentleman. What amazing. How about that, Andrew? This guy donated his kidney.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's nice.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Ant?
Yes.
I got a bad tweet to read you coming up.
Oh, no.
Do I need to know this?
Florida-based?
Baseball-based.
Okay. All right. Hold the thought. Oh, jeez. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. We got some open lines. So if you want to chime in now, it's a great time before we go over to Mikey, Miss, and Nat and Tyrone at 2 o'clock. Cuz Radio with Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving people in Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Uh-oh. All right, 1:30 on a Friday. Go have fun, everybody. Social distance, please. But go do something fun. What do you got?
You know, it's not fun.
I sense it. What is it?
It's a tweet from Buster Olney.
All right.
And it's not a fact or anything right now, but here's how the tweet reads. There is growing concern within a lot of corners of baseball about executing an effective health and safety protocol in the timeline prescribed by the PA/MLB agreement. As you might expect, so many complications, some foreseen and some not.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
They are.
You know, dude, I as much as I, seriously, as much as we're, you know, jonesing for it, pining for it, I mean, there was 9,000 new cases today. I told you about the conference call the NFL had yesterday.
Yeah.
Or it was the day before, actually. I'm sorry. It was on Wednesday. They had the call. And a couple of the guys, one guy said, you know, he doesn't know how they're going to do it. And that's the NFL. They're just kind of going forward, hoping that something positive comes out. But how are you going to go to Orlando in the middle of this? How are you going to do that? Like, I understand you're trying to get a bubble, but how in the world? There's 9,000 new cases.
That's a good question. We actually have some more news.
What do we got?
Philadelphia is mandating masks.
Yeah.
A couple minutes ago, that just broke because of the second wave that seems to be emerging. We are still in the green phase, it looks like, but it is a mandatory mask order that will be in place.
You got to wear them. You just do. You got to wear them. We got to wear them. That's it. We don't want to see. Listen, you see the map and our area. Thank God. Our area is good.
Thanks to leadership.
The tri-state area has been good.
Thanks to good leadership.
Right? The people have kind of followed suit, but we can't fall into that trap. The way these other states have.
I do want to mention, it says the city is, you know, issuing the mandatory mask order, but it'll be up to residents themselves to enforce it. So it's not going to be, you know, it's not like police officers going to be riding around and say, hey, you're under arrest. So if somebody's not wearing a mask, bark at them. Tell them to put on a mask.
Yeah, there in some places, it's a $1,000 fine. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
$1,000 fine. You could actually be given a citation.
I don't get still seeing videos of like the guys trying to go to the grocery store and they're like, hey, sir, you don't have a mask. And then he pushes his way through.
Yeah, I don't
like,
get
come
that.
On.
Some dude did it at, I don't know, it was Target or some whatever store it was. Come on, dude.
I mean, at this point, I have a mask in my car at all times.
Exactly. And I don't understand, like, dude, it's for the rest. It's not you. It's for everybody else. And my freedoms are infringed upon. My liberties.
Shut up,
dude. Have some respect for people around you.
Exactly. On a lighter note,
yeah.
We have Ryan on Twitter who wants to out his brother-in-law. Now I don't have the name yet, so my apologies. But his brother-in-law, I'm guessing, must have grown up late 80s, 90s. He is a fan of the following. The Detroit Red Wings, the Atlanta Braves, the Buffalo Bills.
What?
And, of course, your Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Ew.
Come on, dude.
That's his brother-in-law? What's his name, the brother-in-law?
I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to wait for a response.
Tell me.
I said we need the proper outing.
You got to out him. he's a fan of the Bills. Who? The Bills?
Bills,
the
Red Wings, Braves, and Notre Dame.
So it's all not all teams that did well in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the Bills going to Super Bowl 4 straight.
That's fugazi.
Braves, 13 straight division winners.
That's a fugazi of the first.
Hey, come on, man.
My Lord.
That's almost worse than, you know what? I will say it is worse. It's worse than the Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees fan. And here's why. It's because the Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees fan, there's thousands of them. This guy picked exactly, I'm 8 years old. I'm going to pick each team that's in the championship this year. That's even worse.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's awful. That's weak. Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki.
Gentlemen.
What do you say, Nick?
Dude, what the hell happened, man? Oh. The fan got locked in his room. The show just turned like black negative, man. Like Dante's Inferno.
Well, here's what happens, right? Little Ant gets locked in a room.
Right.
Then the alert comes over that there's 9,000 new cases today.
Is that a big number? Is that a big number? I don't know what that is.
Then the Buster Olney tweets, "Hey, don't know how baseball's going to be able to play and keep it safe." And then we are mandated to wear masks, which we should, but that's why it's negative, Nikki. I don't know what to say, man. I tried to stave it off for 3.5 hours, man.
You're like the team that held on for 2.5 quarters, period. Oh. And then the barrage came, and the goalie couldn't keep it out.
That's right. And I went out losing 6-2.
It was a 2-1 game, and you end up losing 6-2. You know? Listen, actually, I think I know where it turned. It turned when that Sixer caller called up and said, "Get on the wagon, get on the Brett bandwagon."
Yes, so that's right.
What wagon is that, man?
Oh, come on. Come on, bro. Come on, brother. You and Judas, man. Oh,
I know,
that's great.
I like Judas. I've had a great day. Listen, you guys are great. I had a busy-ass day, and I had you guys on the radio.
Were you back down the shore today?
No, I was down Delaware Warehouse because we were loading the vans up to go down to the shore. So it was just chaos because the holidays next Saturday, so nobody wants wine next Friday. They need it for Monday. This Monday, Tuesday, so all the big orders went out.
Okay, so the big right, the big days this coming
10
week.
Days sure. ahead, right? Exactly. Yeah. So I was listening, sweating my, you know, my ear off. And it was so positive. And then Ant gets locked, and the 9,000, 9K pops up, and bandwagon, Ben Brett bandwagon. Oh, let me say, this is how my day started. You started talking about the Sixers, right? And then you morphed into, "Hey, would you sign Dougie till 2030?
Yes. And it was a part of the conversation. Right. Yes.
But my brain was still thinking Brett Brown because you brought up the Sixers. And I was like, WTF 30, 2030, Brett Brown. What is this? What happened last night?
He ate a poison crab.
Guys, have a great weekend, man.
Nikki, good stuff, buddy. Take it easy, man. What, do you got more?
No,
you looked at Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I get a look, you right? Look,
I'm like, he's got more bad news.
No, I have this is actually something interesting from Barstool. They put up a list of the 20 most difficult feats in sports. And I would like to go through them with you. Now, a couple of them are bogus, so I'm going to skip a few. You want to hear them?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to skip.
Hang in Orlando.
I'm going to skip a few.
Poor Orlando's.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to take Orlando?
Let me take Orlando.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll do it. Orlando, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing? It's my first time ever being on the radio.
There you go, Orlando. Welcome, man.
I just want to say, man, we do need to take a light on the sports right now. I think we're moving too fast. I know we're all excited and everything, but I just don't see it happening. I just don't see it happening this year. I think we just need to take a break on it.
I mean, you might be right. I'm hoping against hope right now, but, you know, Orlando, and you have an apt name, right? Like, Orlando. That's where the NBA's going. That's where the viruses are.
I know, right?
Poor Orlando.
My team is Orlando Magic, I'm sorry to say, but I'm a Philly fan and a Flyers fan. But my game of the year is when y'all face my Niners. I can't wait. That's my Super Bowl. That is my Super Bowl right there, buddy.
Wait. You like the Phillies?
I like the Phillies, the Flyers. I hate to say this on the radio, and I know I'm going to get a lot of bad. I can't stand the Eagles, and I can't stand the Sixers.
Oh, my God.
It's a flip-flop.
It's so bizarre. Why do you hate the Sixers?
I have my brothers. They're all Sixers fans. And that's the reason why. It's just I'm the younger brother, and
you want to be the you're the little punk, right?
I'm a little quirk, and I got to go against the grain sometimes, you know.
And then you went Niners over the Birds.
I went Niners. The reason why I picked the Niners, it was in the night. I love the colors. I like when I first got into sports. I love the colors. I love the red and gold. So I went with them. And at that time, I had Montana on there. So of course. Who wouldn't, you know?
But here's the thing, though. When people say that, the one thing Orlando I always wonder about is that you then grow older, right? And you go,
yeah.
You should know that, you know, the colors, you know, like, yeah, they're nice colors. The pewter, I get it. But come on, you can't, you choose your team on the colors.
Yeah, but that's how, when I first came into sports, that's just what, like, I went by. Even though I have been hearing about the Eagles all my life with my brothers.
Yeah. So you listen to the brothers.
Yeah. but I rubbed it in a couple years, you know, since y'all only got one ring. I had the 90s pretty much locked down, you know. But at the same time, a diehard Philly fan. And I'm a diehard Flyers fan.
That's amazing. That's 2 for 4. Never heard. Orlando, listen. You're a fraud, but B, we like you. But be safe, all right, buddy?
I agree with you about that, but that's what my soul, that's what my soul likes.
I hear you, buddy. Watch yourself. Be careful. All right, we ended on a 2 for 4. Can that possibly? You ever hear of a 2 for 4? A Phillies Flyers fan?
No. No, absolutely not.
He likes the Magic and the Niners. He likes the Magic because his name's Orlando, right? That's got to be it.
It has to be.
By the way, our caller of the week is back and brought to you by our good friends at Golden Nugget Jewelers. And who's our winner, Andrew?
Brian from Washington Township. That was a great call.
He was amazing. He gave his kidney to his uncle.
Yeah, how great of a story is that?
I mean, come on, that's amazing. That's a beautiful thing. Congratulations, Bri. You are the caller of the week, and he will receive?
Of course, $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers.
That's right. Let me tell you about Golden Nugget Jewelers, okay? Because quarantine has made life a little dull, but here's something you can finally get excited about. My friends at Golden Nugget Jewelers have officially opened their doors again. And look, not only are you still be able to shop the largest selection of diamonds at Golden Nugget Jewelers, but thanks to their amazing team, they've also raised the bar on how clean and safe their environment is. You're one of those people stresses out, especially now, about finding the perfect diamond. Don't worry. The experts at Golden Nugget Jewelers are always there to help you find the perfect match for your perfect match. Plus, they're offering major financing options as well as unbeatable prices for name brands like Verrajo, Tacori. You can find the perfect diamond without breaking a bank. It's time to show your partner how much you love them. After all, right, they've been stuck quarantining with you. Visit their store at the corner of 8th and Chestnut or call them 215-925-2777.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Two for four. Orlando. Man, Orlando. Now, you know Orlando, all because of his brothers. He was tortured then.
He's that's my Super Bowl, the Niners.
There is nothing that I hate.
We're going to be at that game if they play.
There's nothing I hate more than the I was a fan of them because of the colors.
I know.
I had a buddy of mine, one of my best friends growing up, Dave.
Dave?
He was a Falcons fan.
He was a what?
Because he loved the colors.
That's horrible.
And I just... And
that's so, like, childish.
And it was so annoying because, you know, we would play video games, play, like, or Madden, right? And he'd have Vic, and he'd win every time because Vic was a cheat code. Because he liked the Falcons because of their colors. And then I think he, once the Eagles beat him in the NFC Championship game, he flip-flopped.
Wow.
But I always hated that.
Dave.
One of my groomsmen, Jack, he was a Bengals fan growing up.
Jack, the colors. Bengals fan? Are you serious?
He's an Eagles fan.
Well,
now,
he liked the
orange, the black,
the stripes. The Tiger stripes.
But he was a Bengals fan girl. I'm pretty sure he had a Chad Johnson jersey when we were young. He's now an Eagles fan through and through, but I mean, there was that period where, I like the Bengals because of the colors.
Yeah. You got to grow out of it.
I'm anti because of the color.
Yeah, I agree.
I like teams' jerseys. I'm not going to be a fan because of their jersey.
Yeah, I agree. No, that's weak. Completely weak. All right. Let her fly before Orlando interrupted us. You were about to give me something.
Yeah, Barstool put together a list of the top 20 most impressive feats in sports. Now, I took out six of them because they're Barstools, so they have to always throw in the stupid ones. But I want to run through these. So I narrowed it down to 14 from their list.
All right.
Coming in at number 14, pitching a complete game shutout.
As what?
As one of the top 20 most impressive feats. That happened. Like, it's not like a catch or something, but like feats in sports.
A complete game shutout?
Yes. Number 13.
I don't think that's that. Is that a great feat?
I think it's pretty impressive, especially now. Pitchers don't go past the sixth inning.
All right.
I think it's pretty impressive.
I think we've lowered our bar and what's impressive.
Number 13. This is definitely more impressive. Winning the Grand Slam in golf. Winning all four majors.
That's a feat.
That's very impressive.
Pitching a complete game shutout?
Yeah.
That's not a feat.
Number 12 in the MMA world, a 5-second knockout. Basically, the match starts, boom, you win. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, a nice swift punch. The quadruple double.
I've seen that outside the octagon.
I'm sure you have. The quadruple double in the NBA.
Yes, now that's a great feat.
Yeah, you don't see it often. You really don't. I'm trying to think of the last person. I think Anthony Davis.
Westbrook do it?
Westbrook may have. I know Anthony Davis did it recently.
What did he do with turnovers or did he do with steals or
no,
blocks?
No, legit. Yeah, it was probably blocks. I think LeBron did it recently, like a couple of years ago. The unassisted triple play.
Yes.
And of course, Eric Bruntlett. We have Mickey Morandini. Two in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, David Bell hit the cycle. Sorry.
Cycle's one of them, right?
No.
But the cycle's not one of them?
No, it's not.
That's a bigger feat than pitching a complete game shutout.
I agree. That should be on there. So we should come up with our own list. This one, I should have taken this one out. This one's stupid. Hitting a major league fastball, which, yeah, for the everyday person, it's very impressive, but
that's
in sports.
Stupid. I don't know why you would put that in the same thing.
I don't know anything about this. Maybe Eric and Trent could help us out. Winning the Daytona 500. I don't know how often.
What's the difference between that and any?
I think the Daytona 500 is like the biggest race.
Okay, but what else?
The hat trick in golf or in soccer. You don't see that often. Patrick and Sock.
It happened the other day in EPL.
Did it really?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yesterday it happened. In fact, it happened yesterday.
The hat trick in soccer, huh?
All right. Yes. Is that big a deal? I think I've seen it a couple times.
No, and I think it's a big deal.
And I don't even. Yeah, it's a big deal, but it's not a. It's not. What are some of those other ones? You know, 5-second knockout.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, the 5 second knockout. Winning. That's almost an anomaly.
You know, what was it, golf one, all the majors?
The Grand Slam.
I've seen, and I don't even pay attention to stuff. Like, I've just started to try to follow it because I'm dying for sports.
Right.
And the guy on Man United had it.
All right. Well,
and I saw a couple times in the Bundesliga. Now, obviously, it's like hockey, like, you know. But you have strikers that are going to, the guys that score most of the goals.
Right. Okay, so there's that. This one should be higher because I don't know how often it's happened. 8 gold medals in 1 Olympics, which, of course, is Michael Phelps doing that. That's got to be higher.
Right.
Here's your top 5. Pitching a perfect game at number 5.
Yes.
Now, that's
a feat.
Very impressive.
Right, like perfect. Well, how could they have a complete game shutout? That makes no sense, go ahead.
That was actually like number 19, but they had the other bogus ones, so they took it out.
Right.
Number 4, a world that you and I don't know much about, a 7-10 split hitting it in bowling. I don't know how often it happens.
I gotta tell you, it's kind of stupid.
You're disappointed?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You put a perfect game up there.
Take it with a grain of salt where we're getting from.
We're picking up the 7-10 split?
Yeah, again, take it with a grain of salt where this is coming from. Number 3, 4 Super Bowl appearances in a row. That's good.
Yes. That's more impressive than the 7-10 split.
Number 2, 100 points in a game, in an NBA game. That should probably be number 1. And then number 1 is...
How stupid list is this?
And then number 1 is winning the triple crown in horse racing, which that doesn't happen often.
That was the dumbest... That was horrible. Well,
that's why next week we're going to create our own. How's that sound?
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, we can make it better.
That's hard.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job.
That was kind of...
That's why I took out 6 of them.
What were the other ones you took out?
No, one of them was like a joke, but then there was like one was like the disc golf getting a hole in one.
Disc golf?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I didn't put that one in.
All right, whatever, dude. That's horrible. Our handoff to Mikey Miss and crew, Tyrone Nat, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, shoulder injuries and conditions. Visit PhiladelphiaHandToShoulderCenter.com for more information. Everybody, listen, be safe. It's been a long week. Enjoy yourself. Relax. Just watch yourself and be careful. Thanks for listening, as always, and we'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.